I'm going to ask the obvious question here, Larry. I mean, why is this philosophy good for an organization? You just took the, I mean, you actually just took the words out right out of my mouth. And I think that we actually talked about this before. It's like, it's the, for the good of the industry as well. But you look at it from an organization perspective, I mean, you can't set yourself up even any better than to train up your employees to...
You're spot on, Mike. Think about the loyalty that that builds when you bring 2, 3, 4, because this isn't here. This isn't also, I want to be sure I say this. This isn't about naming a crown prince or developing one person. This is about looking throughout the organization and finding those people who have demonstrated competencies, who have shown the ability to take things and grow and lead. And now you're saying, what can I do for that individual to take them to the next level? Yeah. So it isn't about just one person or even two or three. It's a culture, as I shared earlier, it's a culture within your organization. And when you build that culture that says, I want employees who are willing to learn and grow with the organization, I'm going to ask you a question. Why would you leave?
Yeah.
if you're giving them more opportunities. Now, obviously, things are going to happen. I mean, I went to be a CEO.
Right.
But at the end of the day, that's what my mentor, my boss, Jeff Farver, that's how he measured success. That was one of his measurements. How many people can I mentor up that can go run organizations and be very successful?
Yep.
Here, at my retirement party, we had 4 generations.
Wow.
Of CEOs that Jeff mentored. What a great legacy. And so is that good for the organization?
Yes.
No? You look at these organizations that are growing people and that are leaving, and people are leaving, and yet they're still being successful. And then you look at other organizations who are doing the same thing, and they promote from within, and both of them are successful. You know, that kind of says it all.
Sounds like a slam dunk to me.
So, if you can get that culture instilled, Mike, it's amazing what results you're going to get, because now all of a sudden it opens up opportunities, because it is, like I said, it isn't just about the senior level.
Mm-hmm.
This needs to permeate down probably at least to the frontline manager level.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be looking at those people and saying, which of those do I believe has demonstrated competencies, demonstrated skills, and what can I do to take them from, and I'm just making this number up, what can I do to take them from level 9 to level 8? And what can I do to take the level 7s up to level 6? And what can I do to take the level 6s up to level 3s?
Gotcha.
What steps do I need to put in place? And when you invest in people and coach them and give them opportunities, I think the organization is the winner. Big time. And if you spread that across all credit unions, the industry would be the winner.
So Cardwell, their leadership services, how does this help this situation out? Because I think there's a lot of fear out there about this type of thing. And can shed a little bit of light on this, how you guys can help out, that would be wonderful.
You know, Jim has done a great job, and there's lots of people I'm sure listening that are part of his leadership group,
and or
his 3062 groups, which are, you know, second and third in the command who may potentially grow into being CEOs. Jim does a great job. Cardwell Group does a great job, and I've been working with him and with some organizations about helping provide the framework and the tool that can help you get from where you're at from a operational and training and employee development standpoint to where you need to be.
Okay.
And of course, that's perspective. We believe that everybody should be investing internally in their employees. And Jim has several groups that he conducts, from leadership groups, to 306s. And in fact, we're getting ready to start a new group for what we're going to call the forgotten middle. It's those credit unions between 200 and 300 million to about 700 million.
Yeah.
And how do you put into place these kinds of programs and disciplines that will benefit organizations that are really trying to stop people from being irreplaceable and create people who are promotable.
Nice. Excellent message to end on, Larry. Thank you so much. Always an honor and a pleasure chatting with you, sir.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk with you, Mike. You have a great day.
I will indeed. And you do the same.
I bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.